This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1017, three inspiring ways to dig into the All Ears English archives. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Maybe you've just found our show, or maybe you've been listening for a while, but how can you go back into our archives to uncover amazing episodes that you didn't even know were there? Get three ways to get started with this activity today. Hey, Jessica, how you doing down the hall?
I know, it's so cool. You guys, listeners, I am in Boston.
It's amazing. And now we are working in the same office today. It's so cool to be working side by side with you, Jessica. Normally, we work across the country from each other.
I know. You guys, we can solve so many problems or issues or questions in like 2 minutes instead of sending emails back and forth.
Oh my God.
Trying to like wait for the response. Instead, we're just like, hey, here's my question. There's the answer. Boom. And it's done. It's so nice.
It's amazing. I'm sure that a lot of our listeners have experienced this. You guys probably work in remote teams and maybe once in a while you meet with your team in person and it's completely different. But in this case, it's just great. It's really great.
It's so fun.
It's so cool. Ah,
so fun. Even though now, as we are recording, and guys, if you've been listening for a while, this happened last year too, when I came to Boston for the Urban Adventures, that we are recording in the same building, but not in the same room, because it's impossible to record with two different mics in the same room. You can't do it.
But we are solving those problems. Yeah, so we are super excited for the Urban Adventures this weekend. Jessica, I can't wait to meet our students. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So tonight, you guys, we have our informal happy hour when we get to hang out with the students for the very first time and just relax together, get to know each other in like a super relaxed environment with more native speakers there. Oh, it's going to be so great.
And guys, we are going to be doing more live events next year. And we are going to be coming to different places, probably coming back to Japan sometime next year.
Sure.
So if you guys are interested in joining one of these awesome live events where you get a massive amount of energy, enthusiasm, and you get a push for your English that you wouldn't get just on the podcast, then listen up. You know, stay tuned. Listen in for our next announcement for our next live event. Awesome.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, there's nothing like these intense, immersive experiences.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you literally cannot recreate this experience in any other way. So definitely stay tuned, guys. We got some big plans to visit our amazing listeners.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. But today, Jessica, you know, we recently passed episode 1,000. Now, that was a huge milestone, right?
So awesome.
Yeah, but what does that mean? It means we have a massive amount of content out there in our archives, right?
In fact, I just saw a post, I think it was on the All Ears English Facebook page, and the guy was like, I've listened to every episode, and somebody commented, how did you do that? I've only made it through half. Like, it's a lot of content, guys. And sometimes when you are faced with this many options, even if it's all good stuff, it's just hard to know where to start. Or even if you've been listening for a while, right? There's still like hundreds of episodes that perhaps you heard and forgot about or that you didn't hear at all. So how can we use all of these free resources, right? Because like, where do you start? There's a lot.
Exactly. And that's where today's episode is coming from, guys. It's inspired by a question from Ali Reza. And I'll just go ahead and read it just so we have the student, you know, contribution on the show. So he says, awesome. Hello, Miss Lindsay. At first, I appreciate you and your coworkers for your superior podcast. Wow. Awesome.
Woo!
Okay. So I just started listening to them. I understand the conversations over 80%. That's great.
Nice.
But my question is that if we should listen to your podcast since episode one, you know, should I go back and listen or should I skip them? He says he's listened to episode 1 to 100. They're great, but it's hard to get the recent one. So he's not sure what to do, right? He's not sure. He's just found the podcast, right? And he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to approach the archives. Good question.
That's a great question. And you guys, Lindsay and I thought of three different activities that you guys can do to explore the podcast and learn different types of English, really. Like, all three activities are ways to use this incredible archive in different ways. So yes, they're super fun activities. So Lindsay, what's the first way we can get into it? And I just want to say once more, because I think this is important, that even if you have been a longtime listener, I think choosing one or two of today's activities to revisit mm-hmm. some of the old ones, because guys, like, we can't remember 1,000 episodes, you know? Right. Like, there's definitely going to be some stuff that you could revisit and still enjoy and learn from.
Well, and also as a motivational tool, because if you guys have been listening every day, then your listening is definitely getting better. That's what we hear from a lot yeah. of listeners. So if you were to go back today and say, I'm going to go back and listen to episode 300, and you would notice how much easier the experience is now than it was totally. When it came out, that would be an amazingly motivating experience for our listeners.
That would be a huge confidence boost. That's right. That's a great idea. Okay. Yeah. So what is the first way to get into these thousands of episodes?
So the first one, guys, is simple and straightforward. It's just learning by topic. So what is the topic, right? What do you want to improve? Type in to the search bar. You can do this in two ways. You can do this at the blog. So allearsenglish.com/episodes. Or if you're using our iOS app, you can now do that inside the app. We have a search bar. Okay. So cool. So type in the search bar, phrasal verbs or business English or what else, Jessica? What would be another thing we could type in for a theme or a topic?
Oh gosh. You could type in pronunciation. You could type in listening, right? Like, whatever is difficult for you at the moment, or you're curious about, or small talk, right?
Small talk, like, conversation.
How do you think you're going to use English in the next moment? You want to talk about a movie, right? Like, just whatever keyword you type in, there will be episodes that pop up. Yes. And so you can choose one of those episodes, right? Listen to the episode. But then, guys, don't stop there. After you listen to the episode, come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com, and read the blog post for that episode, because this is how you go down a rabbit hole in a fun way. So going down a rabbit hole is like losing yourself online for a while because you keep following different links.
Yeah.
So in every blog post for each episode, guys, there are links to related episodes and resources. Mm-hmm. So if you follow the episode by going to the blog post and linking around, right? Just exploring whatever strikes your fancy as you read it, you're going to learn so much that way.
Yeah, I love it. And you can even go one level deeper than just language points. You can also, if you have a particular task that you want to complete in English, like I'm thinking about like inviting someone out, you can type in the search bar the verb just invite. And I just did that to see what would come up. I got episode 743, 701. I got a bonus episode 493, right? So, and this approaches the topic of inviting people from different angles, like the business angle at work. You want to invite your colleagues out for a drink after work. What to say if someone invites you out, but you already have plans. Very, very different angles, guys, on these topics. So because we've been podcasting for so long, we have a lot of different angles on similar topics, which allows you guys to get that nuance that you want for your English.
To go down the rabbit hole. Yeah. I love it. Oh, that's so fun. Okay. And then the next way, you guys. So like the first way is very targeted, right? Yeah. Very like goal oriented.
Exactly.
But what if you can't think of a specific keyword at that time? Because that might totally happen. What if you're just like, I want to improve my English. I love this podcast. Yeah. Let's see what's out there for me. So a fun thing you could try, guys, is to choose a number. It could be like your favorite number or your birthday and put that into the search bar. You could search on the app or search on the website and then see the episodes that come up related to that number. And it's going to be totally random.
Right? I love it.
And then you just choose one that looks interesting. I love this like serendipitous way of learning, right? It's just like this accidental way to discover something new.
Yeah, it's such a cool idea because sometimes, because there is so much content, you can get overwhelmed by all your options, guys. But sometimes it's just nice to just kind of be random about things, you know what I mean? And the good content will find you. The good lessons will find you. You know, it's fun. So my birthday is August 3rd. So I could type in 3 or 30, right? Or 300. And I can get a lot of interesting stuff, different topics. So cool.
Ooh, let's do an experiment real fast.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to type in 16.
Okay.
My birthday is January 16th.
Yeah.
16th. And let's see.
Okay.
5 ways to get someone to do something in English. How to think in English. This is so fun.
There's
how
a
do
lot.
You stick to, stick with, stick by? Oh my gosh, you guys. There are like, I want to look at some of these.
Another one is, can you say no to a nosy person in American culture? Wow, we get the cultural piece in here. Or 516,
so
don't
great.
Just intend or pretend. Listen to today's episode on English false friends.
Love it. Oh my gosh, you guys, there is so much to learn from All Ears English.
Yeah.
Definitely choose. And we do have one more way to do this, you guys, but choose one of today's activities. As soon as you finish listening to today's episode, dive in,
yeah,
right?
So cool.
Take a chance on one of these ways to discover something new.
Guys, if you're taking the IELTS exam this year, go on over and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast, where you'll get the best tips, tricks, and strategies to get your 7 or higher and achieve your life vision. Go ahead and subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. We'll see you there. Awesome. I love it. So we've given you guys 2 out of the 3 very cool ideas. Let's go for the third. I really like
awesome.
The third. Jessica, what is the third way our listeners can engage with the archives?
Yes, this is so fun, you guys. So just search guest, right? Lindsay has had on so many amazing guests on the podcast, you guys. A variety of voices, bringing in a new perspective on English, but of course with your good friend Lindsay. So you can trust that these episodes will be entertaining and useful to you. So if you type in guest, there are tons that come up, right? But
yes.
I think a fun way to do this would be to use it to discover different accents, right?
Yes.
So if you find like a British person, an Australian person, Lindsay has some suggestions in a second, but if you find one of those accents is a little challenging because you're used to the American accent, right? Then a great thing to do would be to get the transcripts, you guys, the transcripts for that guest episode and really improve how you understand that specific accent.
Oh yeah, I love it. Yeah, and if we want to go deeper into specific accents, guys, we definitely have names. You know, you could type in just Australian and you'll get some things, or British, right? But one good one was 759 with Robert Pinn. He's British and the title is Want to Be Prepared for Global Communication, Learn
Ooh.
World Englishes as a plural. Very interesting. So he talks about how there isn't one English, you know, it's different all over the world. And so his name is Robert Pinn. Really interesting episode. It'll get you thinking in a different way. So cool. So
different
cool.
Englishes.
Yep.
Oh, that
yep.
doesn't sit right with me. Even though I understand why it's being used, yep. I'm still like, oh, it like the incorrect grammar like irks me. But in that context, it's correct. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about an Australian voice? Do you have any recommendations for that?
We have tons. Now, I remember we had a few people on the show. I'm just searching right now, actually. We had a few people on the show. Yes. We have a really cool episode with David Peachy, and he came on twice. He came on for 802. He taught us 3 terms that will help you connect with Australians. And then he came on for 467, and he told us this insider phrase, what ya nah means.
What the heck?
Do you know that?
What?
Do you know
No.
that? Okay.
What is it?
I don't even know. You're going to have to go listen to the episode.
Oh, I have to go listen to the episode now.
It's this very specific Australian term that has a very specific meaning, and it's common conversational English in Australia. So cool.
Wow.
But on
Love
top
it.
Of that, though, Jessica, it doesn't just stop with accents, because we've had some real like professionals, really interesting professionals on the show who have given TED Talks, who have written books, who do business seminars.
Yeah.
You know, we had, for example, we had Laura Garnett on the show back on episode 220, and she talked about the zone of genius and how to find your zone of genius. I loved that episode.
That is something that comes up in your mind a lot, Lindsay,
for sure.
And I've been infected by it, I could say, because it also comes up in my mind a lot now too.
Yeah.
Was this a term that you thought about a lot before that guest episode?
You know, I think I had somehow discovered her TED Talk or had seen something, stumbled on something of her writing or her, you know, videos.
Okay.
And then I reached out to her and we invited her on the show directly. And that was just so cool, you know, to have someone that is doing a breakthrough research and is looking to coach people on really essentially what it is, guys, is how you can find what makes you uniquely intelligent, what you do better than everyone. That, you know, this has been called different things by different coaches, but it's really your unique genius. How do you find that and exploit that, amplify that?
And just own it.
Yeah.
You know, I love this phrase that comes up a lot as well in different forms of, you know, self-improvement and motivation and empowerment sort of methods and strategies. This term of like owning it. And on the IELTS side, guys, we use this a lot to talk about like owning your speaking test, owning your writing exam, right?
Yep.
But it's this same thing of like using your power to feel in control. And I like the idea of recognizing your strengths and not hiding them, right? Not being embarrassed or shy about it, because it's not bragging, it's empowering to recognize what you do well and use that in the world to your best, right?
And ultimately, you're so much happier when you're using what makes you uniquely intelligent or uniquely different. You know what I mean?
Totally.
We're so much more fulfilled as human beings when we can use those things and leverage those. It's so true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely listen to that episode, guys. Even if you heard it at the time, go back and listen to the Zone of Genius episode.
Yeah.
So inspiring.
So inspiring. Then there was another one that I really, really found interesting. It was with Mark Bowden. So it's 321, learn three ways to build trust through body language. This guy, Mark Bowden, has done seminars all over the world on the importance of body language, what it says, what it does, how powerful it is, guys. So really interesting interview with him. So those are just two of the really interesting high-level episodes that we've had with experts around the world in communication, you know, and coaching. So cool.
And, you know, and that is another way that I think the transcripts would help, because having these different voices and, like Lindsay described them just now, as high-level conversations, it's going to be a couple steps beyond in sort of communicative ways, beyond just talking about vocabulary or,
you know what
I mean? Mm-hmm. And so these episodes, like, maybe you're at 80%, like the student that wrote in, understanding, but I would imagine some of these other episodes, these guest episodes, maybe you wouldn't quite reach that 80% comprehension. And yet, this is information that is outside the norm and even more fascinating sometimes. Yeah. So I think some of those guest episodes, it would also be super amazing to have the transcripts for.
Exactly. That's a good point, Jessica, because we don't want to get complacent in our learning, right? So maybe you guys had a major improvement kind of uptick when you first joined All Ears English, when you first found us and you started at episode 600 and by 750, you noticed a massive improvement. But now maybe you're leveling off because you're hearing our voices and now it's time to go back into our archives and challenge yourself with some of these guests.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. That's so great.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so fun, you guys. Hey, guys, if you try one of these activities today, it would be amazing if you leave a review about it or comment on this blog post. Tell us what you found useful and what opened your eyes for how to use All Ears English today.
Exactly. And guys, if you want to get the transcripts for any of these activities, you want to go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. That's where you can buy the back episodes for previous for our archives. Exactly. Yeah. This is awesome. And Jessica, so thanks for coming on the show today. Let's remind our listeners, just in case they're taking the IELTS this year, where they can go to get the best tips. Where can they go?
Okay, you guys, we have three episodes every week of IELTS Energy.
Yes.
So definitely, if you're not already subscribed to IELTS Energy, and also our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, lots of great vocab and speaking tip videos on there.
So cool. So cool. This has been so fun. And I hope this has been useful for you guys. And Jessica, we'll see you back on the show next week. Thanks for coming to Boston. It's been fun.
All right, Lindsay.
All right.
I'll see you in like a minute.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. See you down the hall.
All right.
All right, bye.
Okay, cool. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.